Blog Talk Radio. Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica, and hopefully this is working. Do you hear me?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Those aren't just voices in your head anymore then.
You don't hear this weird crackling.
It's kind of a little crackly, yeah. We want to welcome everyone to the show. Sometimes we have headphone issues here because we're a low-budget show with lots of heart, low-budget with lots of heart.
We're going to be doing some angel card readings tonight, or angel card readings, angel reading. Well, you know, I'm going to tell everybody.
Hello.
I'm a little under the weather. Yeah, I've got a really bad sore throat, and I'm hoping I can make the 2 hours, maybe only an hour tonight. Let's see how it goes.
Right, because you don't look good.
No.
And you're breathing on me.
I'm not breathing on you. We have to be in the same studio and the air circulates. But, yeah, I don't want to get you sick. I don't want to get anybody sick. But you can't get sick through the
air. I know.
Air,
I'm so compassionate,
good.
Right?
I know. It's like,
don't
breathe on me.
Breathe.
That's what she said. She's like, just don't breathe on me tonight because I don't want to catch it. I'm like, thank you. I feel your compassion. So sweet. Listen, if you want to get an angel reading done tonight, give us a call at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882.
0882.
See, she's getting professional and everything. You sound like a professional DJ.
I could be like Bob Eubanks.
You can be like, and what is that? He does a newlywed game, doesn't he? Didn't
well,
Bob
that's
Eubanks?
True. I don't know where that came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I want to like Price is Right. Like, come
who's the
on
guy?
Down.
Yeah, no, who's the guy that does the announcement?
Bob Barker.
No.
Isn't it Bob Barker?
Well, Bob Barker does the Price is Right, or
who
did.
Does the, but isn't it the guy who does the...
The red-haired guy that does the announcements.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
I
Bob
don't know his name either.
Okay, like no one tuned in for this, and we go off on these tangents. So listen, everybody, welcome to the show. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. It's going to be interesting. We're going to do some readings. We're going to chat. We're going to give advice. If you have a question or maybe you want to add some input to the show or make some suggestions, give us a call. We're always open. Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in the chat room. She's got it open, and we see lots of our folks are in there already, and we're so happy. And I know that we've got a caller on the line. The first caller on the line is Kelly, and then after that is going to be Jay. So let's go ahead right now and take Kelly, okay?
Wow, a caller right away. We didn't even talk.
I know. You know why? Because I don't know how long my voice is going to hold up. So I thought I'd talk.
In other words, we're not even going to talk.
Okay, hold on. We're not going to take Kelly because my spoiled co-host is throwing a temper tantrum, as we can tell. Hold on, Kelly. I'm sorry. You know what? We'll stitch up that wound in a minute, okay? Just try not to bleed out. Well, I make small chat with you. So let's try this again. So, Jess, how was your week? How was your weekend?
Hey, I'm a creature of habit.
I know, it's okay. How was your weekend?
It was good.
It was good, good. Mine was
that's
too.
That's all I have to say.
No, that's not all you have to say. You are on a dating frenzy.
I am on a dating extravaganza.
Yes. Jessica went through our dating program that we have, and obviously it's worked, hasn't it?
It has worked. It has given me more confidence in myself, which is really what I needed.
Yep, exactly. It's a 4-step module program that takes place over 2 days, and she was our test subject, and she
and
did
let me
really
tell
good.
You, I don't like being a test subject for
I
anything.
I know you don't,
but
you did.
For me, I really, you know, I have a tendency not to be real confident in myself,
mm-hmm.
so it worked.
Made a difference. See, and we're going to be offering that. As a matter of fact, let's do this now so I don't forget.
Yeah, do it.
You know, we're going to be offering a workshop in that as well, but our first workshop coming up is going to be on May 4th and May 7th. It's a 2-day workshop. And what that workshop is going to be for, it's designed for anyone who suffers from anxiety, OCD, panic attacks, depression. It's to remove and or prevent any kind of, I call it psychic attack or psychological attacks. And let me explain what I mean by that. Anyone who has a fear may be a recipient of a psychic attack or may be a target of one down the road, and I'm going to tell you why. A lot of times people call psychics, you know, a lot of psychics.
Do they really?
Yes, and I know,
I
better
never
than anyone.
That.
But if you don't know the modality that the psychic is using, they may be using something that is occult-related.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that. And I'm going to tell you, tarot cards are a major no-no.
Right.
Okay, you don't use them.
I have always hated tarot cards.
Well, it's opening the door to the other side. And here's the thing that I want to say, okay? If you're opening the door to the other side, yeah, maybe they're giving you some information, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But with that comes an automatic agreement of an exchange, which means other stuff is coming through that door, too.
Right, and that's
so
the scary stuff.
Right, exactly. So a lot of times, you know, I'll be talking to people, and it's so odd because, you know, the things where they start to go down the wrong road or things start to bother them, and all of a sudden they're getting sick all the time or they're feeling anxious or things just you know, start breaking, and their whole mental attitude is just not working out right, and they're wondering what the heck is going on. It just seems like it started out real slow, and it's my life is spiraling out of control. Mm-hmm. Often that is the result of allowing that door to open up, or somebody's, you know, I don't know if anybody's Italian. You ever hear somebody putting the evil eye on you? Okay. The evil eye mm-hmm. is something Italians say. It's kind of like putting the bad mojo on you.
Right,
and,
right.
But, you know, if we can take energy in, we can put energy out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people do that knowingly, and sometimes people do it unknowingly. And we have to learn how to remove any of that negative energy and then to prevent it from ever coming back on us. So this workshop is going to be broken down into 2 one-hour-long sessions that are going to take place over the phone. So once you reserve your spot for the workshop, you'll be emailed and you'll get information and all that good stuff. But we're going to teach you how psychic protection works, and it's something that's so important, whether you're involved in spiritual work or not. If you've ever called a psychic, or if you've ever felt that something's maybe going on that you can't figure out what it is, you could very well be at risk. So the reason for that is we're vulnerable. And if we're not protected all the time, psychically we are vulnerable at any time. So if you read the article in Psychology Today in the February issue, people who suffer from exhaustion, have trouble sleeping, getting colds one after another, if you feel like there's almost like a heavy lid over your wellspring of happiness and you can't seem to function right and you don't know why, if you seem depressed or you have anxiety or suffer panic attacks, well, you could be under a psychic attack. Negative energy is also considered psychic attack. Any negative energy directed at you or attached to you could cause all the things that I mentioned. This workshop is going to teach you how to remove it and then to protect yourself against this type of attack in the future. So I think it'll be pretty good. Now, I haven't done this for 2 years, and I'm going to tell you why I haven't done it. You know I used to do this all the time.
Yeah, I do
workshops.
Remember.
The reason why I stopped doing it, and I'm going to be really frank with everybody, these are 2 workshops. They take place on one on May 7th and the other is on May 14th. I've already set it up. You'll be calling. Once you reserve your spot, you'll call a toll. It's just a regular telephone number, and then you'll have a PIN code mm-hmm. to put in, and then you'll be on the workshop with us. What's important and why I stopped doing it was it seemed like because I do it at such a lower rate than I would normally do it at if I was working with somebody individually,
mm-hmm.
normally something like that would probably cost over 2 sessions well over $300.
Oh, sure.
But I don't do it that way when I do the workshops because
mm-hmm.
I'm able to do a lot of people at once, so
right.
I charge a lot less. But what I found was that I had a lot of people reserving, and then because it didn't cost them nearly as much, if something came up that night, they wouldn't do it.
Oh.
And so there were
people. Here, there's that spot
right,
that they've taken.
Right, and there's
taken.
That spot. And so it was frustrating for me. And I finally realized at that time 2 years ago, if people weren't paying the full price, they didn't respect it. It
right.
didn't have the value to them. So I stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped doing it that way, and I started doing it each individually. Now I'm going to go back to doing it on the workshop. I'm going to try it.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Well, people will just have to respect their spot.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm doing it this way. We're going to offer it at $79, and it's a 2-day workshop. Again, it's going to take place at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on May 7th. And 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on May 14th. That allows our West Coast people to call in as well. And you're going to be taught how to recognize it, what to do, how to protect yourself, and we're going to expel any kind of negative energy that you may have. And then in addition to that, we're going to do meditation, breathing techniques, and I'm also going to do a little neurolinguistic programming with everybody. And a little bit of it's almost kind of like pseudo-hypnosis. So at the end of the session, especially those on the East Coast and Central Standard Time, if you choose to go to sleep afterwards, that's okay because I'm going to end the session so everybody's almost in a very relaxed state with a real large shield of protection around them. And we'll be doing this in a group, and it gets really strong and really great. So we're limiting it to 25 people. So if you want to do it, go to my website, drginny.com. That's drginny.com. Go to the online storefront. And then click the one that says, what does it say? It says prevent remove and prevent psychic attacks. So you'll be able to do it, and then your spot is reserved, and within 24 hours you'll get your email saying that you have a PIN code and a phone number to call,
right.
And you'll be ready to go. And if by chance you do reserve the spot and you can't make it, we'll try to record the session. But I don't want you to reserve the spot and not show up. This is truly for people who are going to show up.
Right,
you know?
Definitely.
And
I can't imagine signing up and then not doing it.
I know. I had so much of that. And then, I guess they thought, well, if a call came in, they'd go to the other call. And,
oh, wow.
And,
that'd be distracting.
Well, yeah. And I felt, I put a lot into this, as
sure.
You know. And it's
awesome.
Important, yeah. So we're going to try it one more time. We'll give it a shot. It's been 2 years. So I'm going to give it a shot again.
We're going to do it, and people are going to love it, so they better reserve their spot early because it's going to fill up quickly.
And this is particularly helpful for people who have anxiety issues and panic attacks and their thoughts starts to run away with them,
right.
Because this helps kind of key everything right back where it needs to be. It's a funny thing about negativity, whether it's negative energy, whether it's a negative thought process or a script running in your subconscious, or whether it's coming from an outside source, it always attacks the mind.
Right.
And the mind is very hard because, if you ask psychologists today, they don't know what causes it. They really,
well,
truly
no, they
don't know
what
causes it.
They don't,
it.
And, it'd be nice if they did, right?
Well, the reason why, you can't put your finger on energy. You can't. You can't say, oh, it's this negative energy
mm-hmm.
that's causing it, or it's your negative thought process. So it doesn't matter whether it's coming from internally or externally. We can banish it, and then we can prevent it from coming again. So there you go. And on that note, I will get off of that, but I had a good weekend. I'm trying to think what we even did this weekend. Oh, I know.
It was Easter.
It was Easter weekend, and we did the Easter thing, and
Easter bunny came.
Yes, and it was kind of a busy weekend. We got permission to metal detect a property that was from the late 1800s. And we went out there on Saturday. You're looking at, you don't remember, but I remember.
Oh, my gosh, isn't that terrible?
I know, because we did like 3 miles. we had to walk. It's through
it's
the woods.
Coming
deep,
back
deep
to me.
Through the woods, and it was on a lake. And you have to go through deep woods to
yes,
get there.
Yes,
and so, you know.
Oh, that was fun.
It was fun. It was
other
good
than
fun.
The fear of ticks being in my hair.
Yeah, I know. That was a downside for me, too.
Oh.
I know. I was, like, shaking. The whole night I kept saying to my husband, can you check? Do I have a tick? And he's like, okay, there's no ticks, you know. I think, never mind, I'm not going to say it. He's sort of enjoying looking for them, though, you know. I'm like, check my back. And he's like, well, I think you'll have to pull your shirt up. So I'm like, yeah, okay, wait a second. I think that it was a lot of fun. We didn't. We found a really neat silver piece,
yeah.
Which we have to check on. But the property owner didn't even want any. They just, whatever you find, you keep. So
right.
That was kind of fun. So we found a silver piece of jewelry that we're going to have actually checked out. But that was kind of cool.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Treasure hunting is fun.
It is. I mean, I'm telling you, I need to be a pirate. But a good pirate that says, please, may I help you find your booty. Well, not that kind
your
of booty.
Your booty?
You know what I mean. The booty in a pirate
go,
way.
Booty.
I had an eye patch once, remember?
See?
I did, yeah, for a short time.
You just want to be Johnny Depp number two.
I want to. No, I can't say that. Never mind. I can't say
don't
that.
Don't go in the gutter, okay?
I'm getting a lot of trouble. Okay, I'll tell you what. On that note, we really will take our first caller. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. This should be Kelly from North Carolina. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
You're doing good. You're kind of quiet, though. You sound kind of low over there.
I'm
having a hard, yeah, hard to hear you.
I had to turn down the computer. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Perfect. So, tell us how you're doing.
Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay.
And I see that you're in the chat room too. So, everybody, this is Kelly from the chat room now. So you lose complete, privacy.
That's okay.
So you mentioned in the chat room that you got called by a recruiter today, correct?
Yeah, so the job that I told you about that
mm-hmm.
is with a smaller company.
Mm-hmm.
They said they put me directly in front of their client, and then they called back today and said their client might be looking for something else.
Okay.
Actually, some experience that I don't have. They're actually looking for someone with 4G experience, and I'm on the other side of telecom with my telecommunications company.
Right.
But then he said, I'm going to tell you something that I'm not supposed to tell you.
Okay.
The person who interviewed you really...
Well, we lost you completely. The call has dropped. It says, Kelly from North Carolina has dropped. So, Kelly, you know, now you've all got us waiting with bated breath to hear what he told you that he wasn't supposed to tell you. Now we're all waiting. So Kelly will be calling back in, and when she does, I'm going to ask our producer to put her through right away so we can get on with her right away, because that's going to make me crazy. How about you?
I know.
I know, midway
through a story, bam.
I know. And, you know, there is a way to call people back, but it sounds like she's calling from a cell phone, which...
Yeah, she sounded like she was losing her signal.
Yeah, that's it. So, Kelly...
To move to another area.
Move to an outside room. Call us back, because we all want the dirt.
Right.
And while we were on the phone and while we were kind of doing our opening, Susie wanted to know, okay, so give them the secret, Jessica. She needs the secret to finding an awesome person to date. the secret is she went through, like I said, this two-day program that I put together using some of the techniques that I use for hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming, et cetera, that helped her raise her self-confidence.
Yes.
Yeah?
Like I said, a lot of people have self-esteem issues, me obviously included,
mm-hmm.
and just getting that confidence back, I think, is the toughest part. Feeling like, you know, you have value in yourself.
Right.
And I think that really helps you in the dating game.
Yes, it does.
You know?
You have to feel like you have value. That's part of it. Part of it is what you're looking for. I call it fact versus reality and fiction. I think sometimes we all try to create a fantasy of what we want, and we work so hard on that fantasy that when reality strikes and the perfect guy's in front of us, sometimes we don't even realize it.
Well, I waited forever for the man on the white horse to come riding up to my front door.
Exactly. And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And you know, fairy tales are great. And you know what's amazing? And I know you'll end up agreeing with this down the road, is having gone through the program and seeing things have really turned around for you, tell me the truth. Don't you think that you are eventually going to start, you're going to meet the right guy?
Yes.
If you haven't met him already, which you're not sure you have.
I'm not sure I have.
You're not sure you haven't. You'll find out.
Yeah. I'm not sure I am multitasking right now.
Exactly. And that's the best part of it is, I think we put too much pressure on ourselves. When people are dating, you put pressure on yourself, like, maybe this is the one, and I've got to find out, and I've got... There should be no pressure. You know, the idea of going out on a date, what do you want to accomplish, you know? What is the goal?
Right.
The goal is to have a good time.
And for me, I have not been looking for the one. I just wanted someone to go out with and have fun and just do things together. You know,
exactly.
No pressure. And the problem is a lot of people out there put the pressure on you to want something immediately.
Exactly.
And it just takes time to click with people.
Right. And people need to understand that once you get in the right mindset, and again, I think you'll agree with this, Jessica, and if you don't, please say so, but once you get in the right mindset and you finally got in the right mindset, then all of a sudden everything seemed possible,
right?
Everything
right.
had a... Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're in a different mindset, and I'm going to say the wrong mindset, I won't say that, just a different mindset, what ends up happening... is that you almost become, everything has a negative or a dark shade.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're right.
So this is one of the things that I hope we were able to change. And I know, you know, Jessica went through the program also because we were trying to put this program together for our hypnosis.
Yes, I was the test subject.
And she was the test subject, and we're very thrilled that it worked. And I know Susie's going to kill me because she's been asking me for ages what you've been doing wild, but I didn't want to say it until we saw the results.
Right.
Because it just wasn't it wasn't right to do. So now we've seen the results,
and
it's
okay.
Well, and
I think I've made other changes in my life also. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a job that I was
miserable at,
and it was just spilling over into everything in my life.
A very good point. When you have other things going on in your life that take control of your entire life, it's hard to even concentrate or focus on anything.
Well, I couldn't.
Else.
I was just so miserable. I mean,
you were truly unhappy.
And I didn't realize how miserable I was. Well, I did towards the end. I'm like,
we all did.
I know.
I mean,
mean, I had callers with their wrists ready to be split. Please make her stop talking. She's depressing us.
It was not a good work environment for
you.
But you see, it's all about making choices. And you said, okay, I need to make a change and I need to make a choice, but fear often prevents us from doing that. But you put aside the fear and made the change.
Well, and I did, and I am making less money now.
I know.
And it is a struggle.
And it's a struggle, but isn't that easier to live with than what you had in that other working environment?
I would rather struggle financially and be happy than have the money and just be miserable.
Exactly. It absolutely makes sense. So, again, choices. Everybody has choices, and it's kind of like, I often talk about the domino effect. If you line your dominoes up correctly and you push them, everything goes down a nice way. It makes a wonderful little pattern. But if you put your dominoes and they get a little off center, you just got to go back in and straighten them. And I think a lot of people need to straighten some dominoes. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Dominoes of life. The
dominoes of life. Very profound.
I know. Every now and then that happens to me.
You were good at analogies.
I had a great analogy today for Susie, and I can't say it because I don't think it would be fair, but it was such a good analogy.
Really?
It's like one I wrote it down,
Write it down.
Yes. I mean, I was actually emailing her, and I was like, darn, that's a good one. Yes. That was a really good one. All right, I see that Kelly has called back in, so I was kind of waiting for that. I knew she would. Hi, Kelly. You're back on live. How you doing? Oh, we lost her again.
No, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so your connection is not good, I'm going to tell you, because you were going in and out your signal.
Now?
Now you sound okay.
Okay.
Okay, now, you left us all on the edge that the recruiter called you, said, I'm not supposed to tell you, but...
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a weird situation because the company that I'm interviewing with has a project for me. They're based out of Vienna or Virginia.
Okay.
So the client's a huge, well-known client.
Okay, be careful.
I won't go there, but they...
Right.
Basically put my resume on desk, said this is our choice. The client is saying we need somebody with totally different experience than what I have for this one project.
Okay.
He says the good news is that I'm not supposed to tell you is that the person who interviewed you thinks you're great and says she'd be a perfect fit for our company. And we have all these other projects that are a perfect match for her background.
Okay.
So they're waiting for their client to approve me. And now I'm like, so I keep getting half good answer, half answer.
Well, but I think...
And I don't know if they're going to hire me or not.
Here's the thing. This is what I'm going to tell you. I have a very good, strong, positive feel about that. I think I mentioned that to you in an email. What I have to say to you is, okay... Continue on your forward track. What makes you feel less desperate at this point is you've got a lot of irons in the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So keep all the irons in the fire so that, you know, nothing seems like do or die. All
right?
But I do get a very good positive feel, and I envision you being with this company eventually.
Right. The other irons I have are not a perfect match for experience, and nowadays... Nobody hires for, well, they've got this, and this, but they're missing this. The market is so wide open that it's not like a lack of my experience just because of what field I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They can take a perfect, it's
right,
a buyer's market for them.
Well, of course, you know, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it makes sense, and you understand it. The thing that, again, I want to say this, and I think it's important, you need to really... Keep your irons in the fire. Keep looking for those opportunities. Don't stop. Don't assume you're going to get anything, because I think ultimately if you make no assumption, then you'll be fine. If you make an assumption, that's where you're going to start to get nervous, okay?
Right.
That's where you're going to start to get nervous. So do not make any assumptions. But I do think that you eventually will be with that company that has three letters in its, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
isn't
very
it
good.
Funny how
I can guess.
You can apply.
No, you can't. You think you know, but it's not what you think.
Hmm.
Here, hold on. I'll have Jessica write it on a piece of paper because I know she'll never get it because I've never heard of them before.
Oh, you never heard of them?
No.
Well, then if you never heard of them, how would I know?
I just like saying you're wrong. Oh, you're wrong. Isn't that terrible?
Fine.
So
well,
mean.
Three letters. What else would you guess?
You would not know. And I'm not going to
say. And why did you even let me guess?
Because you said I know, so I had to give it to you. It's like, it would be like me not to. Besides, you beat me up over the opening of the show. So I owed you that. Kelly, you know what I think you should do?
What?
Honestly, I really think you should keep working on that other item you're working on. You know what I'm talking about?
It's almost done.
I know, you're just waiting for final approval?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
I'm hoping by next Wednesday we can announce.
Okay, good. Well, I love it.
I
have used it, and I really like it a lot, and we will announce it next Wednesday if we're able to, okay?
If it gets through. Yeah, be great.
Exactly. All right, super. Listen.
All right.
Keep your fingers crossed. Like I said, I think that one company with the three initials that is the place you're going to go. But again, keep casting your line because.
Oh, I am. I'm applying for everything. It's funny how you apply for things and you never hear back. Every time I get a job, somebody finds me.
Okay, you know what? That's all right.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like creating all this good positive energy around yourself.
Right.
Knowing, you know,
right.
And you know the whole manifesting thing. You're going to manifest it. You're going to get it. Okay.
Right.
Okay. There you go.
Therefore,
all right.
Thank
so,
you.
keep me informed. Okay.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right. Listen. Take care, Kelly. Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Yeah. That's that's it's just important that you. I really think she's going to get the job she wants, but I think that also there's a lot to be said for Plan B. I have always in my entire life always had a Plan B, always, and we've talked about that without going into great detail. I've always Plan B everything in my life because that way you never feel like any one situation is do or die ever.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Even,
that's smart to have a plan B.
You have to.
But I've never had a plan B. Mine is always plan A or, oh, my God, I have to come up with something else.
See, I don't ever want to be, oh, my God. I want to be like, okay, well, it's either going to be A or it's going to be B, and I'm already working on C just in case because, you know.
That's smart. That's planning.
Yeah, I always say I'm not a planner, but
I totally am a planner.
Yeah, I know. I am a big planner. And I'll tell you what, we're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to talk to JJ. Hey, it's Jay. We'll be back in two.
If I live to be 100 and never see the seven wonders, that'll be all right. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly. No, just
the spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan.
Who people probably don't hear much of anymore.
I thought that was Dolly Parton.
No, Jessica Andrews.
I haven't heard much from her singing
Who I Am, and that has personal significance for me, so I really love that song. It's a great song.
It's a pretty song.
Isn't it a pretty
mm-hmm.
song? It really is. Okay, I'm going to do something now, which I already announced that I was going to do. So, hey, it's Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, it is Jay.
I took your line. I'm so sorry.
I noticed that, even in my email.
I know. I did, you know, I don't know.
That's his opening line. Come on.
I know. You know, I'm sorry. I'm a line stealer. I apologize. How are you doing, Jay?
Good.
No, you're not.
That didn't sound too positive.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I felt really good about this move that I was going to make.
Yes.
And this other reader, you know, kind of said some stuff that, you know, made me feel insecure.
No, why?
Yeah.
No. You know, it's. I'm going to tell you something kind of funny. I know the town that you're in currently.
Right.
And I told you that I lived there for 7 years when my husband and I first got married. And two of those years were really the worst years of my life. I'm not kidding, because I really don't like the town. But I will tell you this. 5 of those years were significantly better because, are you ready for this? I moved to a really nice upscale neighborhood called Tree Shore Lakes. Sound familiar? The reason why it should sound familiar to you is because it was built by Johnny Unitas. His nickname was Golden Arm. Okay. And I believe the street right off of that's called Rocky Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it is.
Yeah, I was thrilled when I saw that. No one knows what we're talking about. They think we're talking in code. We are. That's right. I'm
even me.
I'm
clueless.
I'm Jane Bond.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying though, Jay?
Of course I do. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
The thing is that I'm, you know, I was going to buy some furniture, which is something that I didn't want to do when I was down here because I have a house full of furniture.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to, you know, so I kind of want this to be a move that's going to last for, you know, a little while.
Well, yeah. I
have furniture to move.
I would agree. I actually see that it's going to last a little while, but I understand that you've spoken to somebody else who gave you a less than encouraging reading, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
so,
I don't know what to say.
I don't either, because I really felt positive. But
you know, I'm going to share a little something with you, okay? I don't care if it's me or someone else. A reading is not supposed to change your free will.
No, you have to go with your gut instinct.
Ever, you know. So.
No, I know, but it is, you know, the thing is, well, okay, he said that she's not in a good financial situation. So
I understand that.
That would be something that I wouldn't have picked up.
True, that's true.
You know,
so. And is she in a great financial, no, she's not, but I, you know, I know you're concerned that she's going to go into foreclosure. And, correct?
Well, or something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? There are lots of other opportunities out there. So I think it's a good place to land, and I think that that community is a good community for you. You know what I'm saying?
It's really nice.
It's very nice, and it's the nicest area in that entire town, and I would say that is and what's nice about it is you've got two lakes there. I think they still have docks, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't beat that, you know? It's a nice area. I would seriously, I would say to you, if the opportunity that you're landing in doesn't turn out to be as long as you had hoped, I would say that you would have, I know this is going to sound weird and it's the last thing you want, but I feel like there's going to be another person there who has a maternal instinct towards you, perhaps maybe somebody a little bit on the older side who might be looking for a roommate.
Oh, because then I'm going to have furniture.
Right.
And then it's no longer easy to move.
How much furniture are we talking about? An entire house full?
No, like beds and furniture that I don't have a truck, you know, and plus I have all my equipment, and plus I have, you know, I already have too much stuff here.
Well, here's the thing, the other thing I would recommend to you, I don't know if you've ever done this before, have you ever attended auctions?
Well, I'm buying it used, but I'm getting a great deal on the furniture. That's why I thought it was such a great thing. But, you know, I still don't want to own furniture if I'm going to have to, you know, pack my car up or I'm just going to be leaving it. So I just have to chuck it up.
Why can't you take it with you?
Well, he doesn't have a truck, so if he has
to. So you rent a U-Haul truck.
And then so his car. This is expenses he's trying not to have, correct?
The truck is $20.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But the other option is...
What's $20?
She's saying a U-Haul truck is $20, but it's not the way he would do it. Because he's talking about going back to your old home, correct?
Well, I would have... Right, I'm going to run out of money eventually.
Right, exactly.
If
so
things don't switch up anymore. My house needs to sell, and it needs to, you know, so that I'm not, you know, paying two mortgages, you know.
Right.
Of course.
Basically.
Yeah. Which makes total sense. Your house is going to sell. I've told you that. And I actually think I told you when I saw your house selling. And I know that there was some, I remember seeing something in the chat room where somebody said, oh, she said the house would sell this time. And I thought, I never said that. And I thought, what, did somebody confuse it or did I confuse it? I don't think so. But, you know, for me, I don't know what we've spoken about in the past, but I'm seeing September. Have we talked about this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm seeing September. And are you being, I'm also, price-wise, you're saying you can't go down any more on that?
Well, that's just it, you know. I mean, I've gone down, you know, for 3 years. It's gone down.
But so has the market.
No, I know. I know that. Right. So now I've been approached to do owner financing, and, you know, I've agreed to do that to get rid of it, you know. Or, you know, I know it's not, it's more or less now just a strategical problem.
Understood. Let me ask you this question. Don't laugh at this. Did you ever bury a St. Joseph statue upside down in your
Yes, I did. Yeah. There's another possibility, though, because of this drought.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God could set the forest on fire.
I shouldn't be laughing, but it's... I know exactly what you're saying. You know,
that would be to my financial benefit.
A little lightning storm, maybe.
We will hope for you that whatever is best for you will happen. How's that?
That's what I've been hoping.
That, you know, it's a struggle, and you knew it was going to be a struggle until your house sold. So you know. Do you like Florida?
I'm liking it so far. You know, it's been really great for me.
Good. Okay.
You know, I really felt like I've moved forward every day. I feel like I'm spiritually in the now or living in the present.
Right.
And I feel excited. You know, I'm meeting all kinds of new people. I'm doing stuff that, you know, I wouldn't have normally done. I felt really positive about the place I'm going to commit to. And,
All I'm going to say is worrying and living your life over the fear of what if takes away the joy of today. And I know you know that theoretically, but practically I don't think you're practicing it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, I am to a degree.
Well, you are,
I mean,
except for
until somebody said something, you know, and then...
Then the doubt crept in.
Right. Well, of course, it's going to alter your perception.
Well, exactly. But my thing is this: if on every other surface this looked like the right thing to do, just because an individual, and I don't care if it's me or someone else, even if I tell somebody not to do that, I'm saying, oh, I don't think this is going to be to your best advantage, or that it's not going to be as long lived as you hoped. If I were to say that, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to do it. It just means that you may be leaving that house sooner than you thought, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to still be the best move for you to make. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, somebody takes this situation that you're in, and suppose you aren't going to be there as long as you think, and then all of a sudden things don't gel in the house the way you want them to. But during that time, you meet someone else that allows you to have another location to go to. So timing is absolutely perfect, because now you don't feel like you're leaving someone else in the lurch either. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So everything,
yeah, I get that.
You know,
I
know you
I
get
totally
it.
I totally understand that. And, you know, I do like to stay positive. It's just like, you know, the thing is that, you know, when you are going, when you're doing all the right things, you expect things to flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get a nail, you're, like, caught on it, and you're like, you know, what is this? You know, you're doing all the right things. You know,
the
so why
is
read
for
flowing?
You? How well do you know the reader?
I don't. So,
okay.
It doesn't mean that it's wrong, because he
doesn't
probably
mean that it's wrong. No, nope.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's right either.
Kind of like going to a doctor after every other doctor says you're really healthy, and this doctor says, "Yeah, I think we better run some tests. I'm not so sure." And then they run all these tests and they say, "Oh yeah, yep, they were all right. Yep, okay. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to confuse you. I think someone pooped on your parade."
Oh, okay.
Wait,
well,
I think the term is rained on your parade.
I was going to say.
Okay, well, it did feel like shit. Uh-oh.
I was going to say, I think, you know, I'm feverish. Leave me.
I'm breathing on me.
I am breathing, yeah. So, but I this is terrible. I truly, honestly, I'm going to tell you, I really, when I saw the street that you, it almost seemed like the most wonderful. I actually said to Jessica, because I had gotten the email, and we were all at dinner, you know, the whole family, and I shouted across the table to my husband, I said, oh, wait, this is so cool, because I was so happy to see of all the areas that you were going to that it was there. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
I had a really good positive feel about it.
I think it's absolutely funny that you know where it is.
Oh, I know the history behind it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and be careful, by the way, dark when it gets dark at night, there was a car that ran off the road there, flipped upside down a bunch of teenagers. They didn't find them until the next morning. Obviously, they weren't still alive, but because they were under, you know, upside down in the water. But be careful taking that one back road at night, because it's dark, so be extra careful, okay? But it's a great neighborhood. As you know, there's one way in and one way out. That makes it safe.
Yes, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, you can't beat by the lake, and the, you know, the houses are all beautiful. And
it's a great place to walk at night.
a house with a pool.
Yes.
You know, which is another thing
that
I wanted.
Great.
And there's really large lots over there.
Yes.
I'll tell you a hysterical story when we have lunch on Saturday. You'll laugh. You'll about something that happened in that neighborhood. You'll get a big kick out of it.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you because other people want to talk. So.
Okay. Listen. Don't be uptight about this. I mean, you know.
That makes me feel better because I just don't want to buy stuff and then, you know, just money gone, you know.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
All
I'm going to say is the guy that you spoke to, I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm just saying that if everything else looks like it's positive and going the way you want, then my suggestion is just keep moving forward. Don't let somebody steal your... Can you imagine if everybody who has no power or control over us, but just words that one person could say could rain on our parade like that, really?
It does, though. You know, once it's said, you know,
well, once
it makes
it's said,
you
but
question
my...
your, you know, like, it would be different if we all had your ability and we could, you know, sit back and say, ah, you know, I see this or I feel this and know that it's accurate, where when you're, you know, don't have your ability, you sit back and you hear, oh my gosh, you know, well, I kind of knew that she obviously would have some kind of financial need if she's renting out a room.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
sure.
I mean, people don't rent out rooms for nothing, you know, for they're looking for some income.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's
you know,
true.
It's expensive to have a house, so it's also nice to have company. So, you know, I can see, you know, a couple different aspects of why people do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Agreed.
So,
I agree with that as well. And the other thing I will tell you, though, is my dad used to have the best advice in the world. He still has the same advice. He'll always say, consider the source. And by that, he doesn't mean God. He means who gave you that information, like, you know. So if somebody would say something, you know, well, what do you know about that person? Reader that you went to, do you know much about them?
Right. No, I don't.
Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Consider the
source.
Right.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I did, and I considered actually what he said, and it does make sense to a degree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's why I don't discard what he says. And it might be a temporary thing, and, you know, maybe the reason it was disheartening was because I was hoping for something a little longer than 3 months. You know, I was hoping to try to, you know, I want to write this new music and I need a place to be stable you know, and I can't do it in transition. And so
I'm thinking you're going to be there a lot longer than 3 months.
Okay. Well, that worked.
Okay. yeah, I see at like triple that amount of time.
That's okay. I could be, that's what I thought. I would get, you know, 6 months. I could, you know, really stabilize and concentrate for a little bit because I feel like I'm ready to do this new great music. So, that I've been working towards.
Wonderful. Then, you'll be able, will you be able to bring your piano in?
Yes. It's like, it has so many wonderful attributes. Where I'm going, because there's room for the she loved the dog.
Oh,
you know,
great.
That's a hard, that's the hardest thing about what I'm doing is doing it with a dog.
Right.
Because, you know, people
you don't
want
do
that.
It with a dog. I didn't mean it. That came out wrong.
Well, you know.
It is hard to move with a dog. Of course it is.
Well,
it
and
is
to have
scary.
People take you in a home.
Well, because
right.
they... You know, you love your dog. Everyone loves their own pet,
but you just don't
know
how well behaved that dog is. You know,
right. So you're fortunate. That's actually a very difficult thing. So you're right.
Well, when you know, the amazing thing is my dog is like one of these wonder dogs who, you know, they say a dog is like their owner's personality. And so Odie is like this lovable, good, well-behaved, perfect listening. You know, he's just non-barker. You know,
oh, my God. What kind of dog is Odie?
He's a West Highland Terrier, a Westie.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So he's all white. So that's the other thing is he looks really cute. You know,
right? Yeah.
Like you guys are gonna say, "Oh, Jay's so cute."
Oh, consider the source. Jay, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday,
and
I'm sure this is a good move for you. Okay.
Okay, good. Thanks. I feel loads better.
Okay, very, very good.
Okay.
All righty.
Have a great
day. We'll see you then.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's so sweet.
He is sweet.
I don't think he's going to have his dog with him, but I would love to meet his doggy. Yeah, because
he sounds cute.
He sounds adorable.
Well, they say people, their pets usually resemble them.
Hmm.
You think I look like my dog? I hope not.
I was going to say, your dog has a really big overbite, and thank God you don't look like your dog. I think that's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing. So I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to take just a short break, and then we'll be back, and we'll take some more calls. I'm trying to see who's next. Woody, you're next in the queue, so you're going to be the next person we're going to talk to. And then I'll have a chance at that time to kind of run through the chat room real quick while the song is playing and see if there's anything else that I can answer for folks. We'll be back in two.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make, feel lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make. Class.
Dr. Ginny, I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
Did I have a weird, you know something? This is just kind of weird, and I just have to talk about this. You know, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, a woman whose baby was born, stillborn. I'm giggling. God forgive me. I don't mean to giggle about this. No, wait. It has a good ending, okay? Her baby was born, stillborn. So the girl, the little baby girl, had spent 12 hours in a refrigerated room, in the morgue at the hospital in Argentina. Well, the mother insisted on seeing her baby girl because, you know, she gave birth to a stillborn.
Sure.
She wanted to see the baby girl, and when they opened the drawer, the baby started whimpering, and they saw signs of life, and they say that the little girl is now in really good condition.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and she's doing just fine. And
how does that happen?
She was born premature. She was 6 months old, and, you know, I don't know. All I know is, can you imagine, dear God in heaven, how that could happen?
Oh, my gosh.
But, dear God in heaven, look what he made happen.
Right.
He made that mother's conviction so strong that she wanted to see her baby girl, and she, in essence, saved her life because they don't even know how she could have survived 12 hours in that cold morgue draw.
Oh, God.
Isn't that awful? I know. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Isn't that insane? It's so insane. And by the way, the lights went out in the cottage, and by that I mean Thomas Kincaid. You know, the famous painter who paints all those cottages.
Yeah.
He died on April 6th. Yeah, he was young. He was only 54.
Why did I think he was really old?
You're probably thinking of Norman Rockwell because you don't read a lot.
I do read a lot.
I know. I don't think they talk about him in your... But, no, Thomas Kincaid, he's actually... There's his picture. He's actually a pretty young guy. I mean, he was young-looking. He was. He was 54. That's
Thomas Kincaid, huh?
That's Thomas Kincaid. He started out as a really good Christian man, and it's not my place to say whether he remained that way or not. He felt that he was shining a light in every picture that he painted. Some of the critics used to scoff at him. But his work touched a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I personally loved a lot of his
stuff. Me too.
It always looked like it was illuminated from within, and I love that. And I just may rest in peace because I think he brought joy to millions and millions of people who enjoyed
his
work.
I'm thinking of the guy that does the little brush strokes.
The guy on TV with the afro who does the painting. Yeah,
he did
die a while back, too. Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what to say about
painter.
Well, they were both painters.
Related.
And they both had facial hair.
Right.
So they were two, you know, they did have that in common. But he was a great guy. I will say this. He was a good Christian man who I think that it became very difficult because his business became so large and he licensed his name out in so many different ways that I thought was great because he was on everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it became too much for him, and I think that stress takes a toll in a lot of different ways.
Oh my gosh! Because he wasn't even that old. What a shame.
Yeah, he was really young, but really, from what I read about him, had traveled the country for a year or two with a partner, just selling their paintings at different shows and fairs. And
that'd be fun.
I think, but to me, someone who does that truly works for their art. They do it because they love it, not because they have to do it, you know? And I really admire that, so I think that's great. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and, you know, a lot of us listening today, I know certainly for me, the O.J. Simpson thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I remember it was the first major televised courtroom case going on in the country. And I watched that, and I watched it really carefully because at the time I was pregnant with our oldest daughter. And I was just, like, so enamored by this.
Mm-hmm.
And I never felt he was guilty. Insane, I know.
Well, so you would have a feel for it because I always thought he was.
I never felt
he was.
I guess
because he never seemed, well, I guess he wouldn't be remorseful if you didn't do it.
Yes. I think that, let's put it this way. This is what came out recently. All I'm going to say is I don't know if this is true, but I've always felt that he wasn't guilty. There was a new book came out that's called O.J. is Innocent and I Can Prove It, written by William Deere. And he claims he has proof, including a photograph of his son, Jason, wearing the same knit cap that the killer dropped in the crime scene, as well as the knife itself used to assault and murder both Nicole and Ron. And in his book, Bill claims that he has the knife that was used in the murders, along with photos and other evidence that suggests that the true killer was O.J. Simpson's son, Jason.
I didn't even know O.J. Simpson had another child outside of the ones he had with Nicole.
Yeah, this was with his first wife.
Oh.
And this Bill Deere claimed to have found the knife with Jason's initials on it in a storage facility that OJ's son reportedly failed to make payments on.
Why would you have initials on your knife?
A lot of people do. That's a very common
initials
thing.
On your knife?
Yes.
Yes, this is my murder weapon. Let me put my initials on it.
Well, I don't think he planned on it being a murder weapon when he got the knife. It was probably maybe gifted to him, and
maybe.
You know. But this is kind of interesting. It says we have emails from his former roommates that were in college with him. We have the suspect's diaries. We have his forged time card. We have the vehicle he was driving on the night of the murders.
Ah.
This is where it gets even more interesting. So why would Jason Simpson be the killer of Nicole and Ryan?
Yeah,
Bogle,
right.
And
that's
why?
A good question.
It's interesting. Jason Simpson had his own demons and suffered from what they called intermittent rage disorder.
Oh.
And they said that he was 5'11", 235 pounds, mm-hmm. So certainly big enough. He was 24 years old, and he was on probation for assaulting his previous employer with a knife.
Oh, wow.
In addition to that, he had 3 attempted suicides and had been in a psychiatric unit. Now, that doesn't make him a killer, but what it does say is that his mental state was not, you know.
Well, how did this not all come out during the trial?
You got to wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had one guy, and they sure did go after him. On the day of the murders, June 12th of 1994, O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown attended a dance recital for their daughter. And the author of this book alleges that Jason Simpson was working as a chef in a Beverly Hills restaurant and had put together a really special meal for the family. However, Nicole Brown chose not to attend because of the issues between her and OJ, right? And you're dealing, he said, with a young man who just weeks prior had checked into a hospital where he said he was out of his meds and was about to commit rage. You know, do I think that he intended to kill her? No, I don't think so. But and then in the diaries that he obtained from the storage units, which were allegedly written by Jason Simpson,
right?
He obviously has an obsession with knives. And one entry actually read, "It's the year of the knife for me. I cut away my problems with a knife. Anybody touches my friends, I will kill them. I'm also tired of being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde." Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I just thought, wow.
Wow.
Okay, but so here we go. Okay, Bill Deere has been inducted into the Police Officer Hall of Fame as a private investigator. He's got some pretty strong credentials,
mm-hmm.
And he recently did a speech in front of 533 law enforcement investigators and prosecutors. And he said, the first statement I made was, "How many of you believe O.J. was guilty?" And everyone in their hand raised the room. Everyone in the room raised their
hand. Because.
Yeah.
We didn't see any evidence for anything else.
Anything. They never presented anything else.
But why? Why didn't his defense team find out?
Do you think he would let his own defense team raised out by reasonable doubt against his own son?
True.
Right? Okay. After he gave his speech, presented all his evidence, he asked the same question. How many people still think that O.J. Simpson is guilty? And only 3 people raised their hands.
Wow.
And these are of you know, prosecutors and you know.
That's amazing.
And I thought that was really interesting. So.
And so now, you know, I mean, can they, You can't do anything, right?
Well, first of all, they can't try O.J. Simpson for the same crime, because that would be double jeopardy, and that's against the law. He's currently doing 35 years for armed robbery anyway, which I think he got a heavier sentence because
of the whole...
Because everyone felt that he got away with something that he shouldn't have. The question is, if, you know, he was found not guilty. If this evidence is out there, why are they not exploring it?
Well, maybe... Yeah, that's a good question.
Good question, right?
I don't know.
I mean...
And this is the first I've ever heard this.
And I thought it was interesting only because I followed it so carefully, the timelines, everything, because I didn't feel he was guilty.
Hmm.
I just didn't feel he was guilty. So I thought it was really interesting, so we'll see how that goes. I'm sure there'll be just as many people who denounce what this man says, but, you know, there's only so much fact, and you have to go by fact only. That's,
right, you know. And you wonder, what is his son up to now?
Well, I don't know. I think that if someone has those kind of issues, hopefully he's received treatment for it. He was receiving treatment for it and apparently was under medication for it, but was also very frustrated because, I mean, obviously if you assault somebody just prior to with a knife and put in diaries that you want to kill somebody, I would certainly think people should look at this. I'd be kind of surprised if they don't, you know. So go figure. I know, I didn't want to. It's a weird way to segue into a reading.
That
was a really strange thing to segue into. Okay, what else do I have that I can mention really quickly so it's not
something happy.
Okay, well, this isn't happy. I just thought it was really odd.
Okay, that's not happy.
Okay, so I won't tell you.
As long as it's happy, odd happy.
Odd happy.
Apparently you don't have anything odd happy.
I'm trying to think anything odd happy. Odd happy. Something did odd happy happen to somebody recently, but I can't remember what. I remember thinking, I have to talk about this on the show because it is so bizarre.
Oh.
But now I can't remember what it was.
Right.
Mostly because I'm sick and I'm on DayQuil and it's...
And that was your biggest problem.
I know. I'm telling you, I will never do that again. It's pretty funky stuff. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go ahead and take Woody because he's been on hold a long time. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic... Yes, Christian... I'm sorry.
Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Woody. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Where are you calling from? Connecticut?
Connecticut, yes.
Okay, good deal. So how did you find us tonight?
A Blog Talk.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you called in. How can we help you?
I'd like to pursue Korean music with a buddy of mine. I'd like to see where everything's going with that, and I guess a new relationship. We'll see with that.
All right. Well, the Korean music I see as something that's happening, but I'm going to tell you it's not a bad thing to do, but I also that it will have growth. You'll have growth in other ways, not just with him. Okay? I see that you'll have growth in other ways. Okay? That means that not just with him, but in other ways. I see a success with him, some success with him, but I also see success on a singular path for you as well. Okay? The month of February, what does that mean to you?
Month of February.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I don't know. I know his birthday is on February. The partner I'm working with.
Okay, there you go. All right, that's the angel's way of validating that. Okay, that's what they're saying. So that's a validation that what they're showing me and what I've just told you is accurate. And I wouldn't be too concerned with that. Now, as far as you're looking love life.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you currently with somebody?
But
you're not sure it's going to go anywhere, right?
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to go, like, my own way.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. All I'm going to say is do it with kindness and respect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to cut it completely. Don't leave her hanging, because I'm sensing your way of cutting it is just not calling back for a while and kind of being elusive. You know what I'm saying? You know exactly what I'm saying, because I got that so loud and clear it's not funny. Am I right on the money with that?
No, we talk about it together. We got two kids, and we've been on this journey for a long time, like Rocky Road, and I just don't see it getting any better.
I understand that, and that's okay, because I don't. I would agree that I don't see a lot of positive energy surrounding that relationship. So, but instead of dragging it out the way you've been doing it, you know, what is that cut bait and jump shit? Is that a saying? Cut bait and jump ship. That's what I would suggest you do, because I think you need to do a clean break though. I know you have kids together, but there has to be no doubt involved. Because I always feel like she thinks like there's a chance. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with me on that?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She always seems to think that there's a chance, and so she holds on and works through the roller coaster ride of emotions. But it seems like you fight 70% of the time, you love 10% of the time, and the other 20% of the time, nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes things don't work out, and you both have tried, but I think you know that your heart's not in, you're done, correct?
Yeah.
So if you're done, then it's time to move on. But like I said, do it in a way that they're, do it in a way that you can just make sure that she understands that there's no gray area here. This is what's happening. It's time to move on. And let her know that, so that there's no doubt in your mind at all, and that she knows that she can move on too, because she kind of wants to move on sometimes, but then doesn't, because, you know, ultimately she feels like you're the challenge she was never able to overcome. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay, she has love for you, but sometimes you two are like oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, right? And it's like explosive, you know? So it seems like, and again, you feel like you can't do anything right most of the time, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm being shown. I would very strongly suggest that you consider, if you decide that you're going to end it, do it in a way that she knows that you're moving on and she should date and you're dating and that's it and you're not going to get back together, if that's what you decide. Because my suggestion is she's always left hanging on.
Okay.
All right. Woody, I hope this has been helpful.
Yeah, I just have one more question. You said career music. Do you see anything following this year? Or what?
What I see happening with the music is I see within a year something will happen with the Korean person you're talking about. After that, I see something singular coming for you. But it's going to be more than a year down the road for you individually. You have to keep working on it. But I do see a single thing coming from that. I can't tell you what it's going to be, but I do know I see it coming. Do you see what I'm saying? Like there's a single thing that's going to happen. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Listen, it's been
a pleasure talking
to you. Thank you for calling in, and God bless. Okay, and we'll be back in two.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be.
every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But whenever Monday comes,
Monday comes,
but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
By the Mamas and the Papas. Speaking of the Mamas and the Papas, Wilson Phillips is back together again. Remember that group, Wilson Phillips?
Are they really?
Yeah, they just, I heard they reunited, and I think they were on one of the talk shows. The three girls, China and whoever
they
were. I love their music. I mean, that was like one of the most listened to CDs I've ever had. It was so good, and I'm so glad they're back together. And I just hope that, I hope they do well, because I know that their personalities didn't...
Yeah, but now everybody's older.
Well, everybody's older and more mature, and a lot of them, you know, married and had kids. And,
right.
You know, they're...
Well, I've changed so much, I think you think, well, now we can actually make a career of this and,
well,
you
yeah.
know, not let our egos get in the way.
Well, they had so much popularity and success at such an early age, and I think it's very hard for anybody to handle that at an early age. I mean, you think about it. It's... You know, you
I can't
suddenly
even imagine.
Have millions of dollars at the age of 22, 23. What do you do? I'd like to, you know, we all want to think we'd do something mature, but you know what we do. We'd,
a whole heck of a lot of fun.
We'd buy,
at 22?
Yeah, we'd buy sports cars and it's
you
all.
You have lots of clothes.
We'd, oh, my gosh. We'd see one outfit and buy it in every color, right? Because that's cute and who knows. We'd
at
have,
22, that's what you do.
Of course. So, you know, it's, it's gonna be crazy. Yeah, yeah. I hope it works out for them because, you know, they have such a good sound, don't
well,
they?
Well, they do have a good sound, and, you know, maybe now's the time.
Now is the time. There you go. I agree with you. I think now is the time. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to take another caller because people have been so very patient. We have, it looks like, Tyler, who's been on hold for a while here. Hi, Tyler. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Do I have the name correct?
It's Kylo.
Oh, Kylo?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for calling in. You're calling in from the West Coast, is that correct?
New Mexico.
Okay, very, very good. Have you called in before?
Never.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the first time to the show, and we're glad to have you. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I was wondering if I could ask a question about my daughter. She's moving cross-country,
okay.
And what you saw...
Okay.
On that, because I'm quite concerned, but because she's
of
a young
course,
lady,
because your mom, right?
Yeah.
moving across country. Let me take a look and see what I'm getting here. Just give me a minute. It's funny because this seems like a silly question. Does she have trouble with her knee or knees or anything? Has she had trouble with her knees just recently?
Not that I know of. I know she has trouble with her ankles.
Okay. I'm getting something in the. In the leg area, I thought it was knee. It could easily be the ankle. What's going on with her ankle?
It's always just been a weak ankle. She's constantly turning it in.
This is the thing I'm going to tell you. Make sure that she wears an ankle brace when she does the move, because I don't care if how the move is taking place. She's still going to be carrying stuff, and I don't want her to twist it. That's probably why they showed me it. This is a good move for her, though, okay? I'm going to tell you this is a good move for her. I'm getting a sign that this is a very good move from her. They're showing me that not only are they giving me a sign, but they've given either you or her a sign in the form of, like, a dream. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what they're showing me. So they're saying that, you know, even though you're going to stress over it, and your daughter, whether you realize it or not, has definitely stressed over it. You know this?
Yes.
Okay. But they're showing me that
I'm getting emotional.
No, that's okay. I understand. Don't get emotional. It's okay. It scares you sometimes when I hit on stuff because then you think, oh, my gosh, I know that. But they wouldn't be showing me this unless this was a good thing, the way they're showing it to me. And they're showing this is the right thing, this is the right move. And they're saying that this is the direction she's supposed to be going in. And let me tell you, she's going to be sleeping a whole lot better after this happens. You, on the other hand, are going to worry. I know this. Okay, I get this totally. But be optimistic, because it just means you're going to have a place to go visit, okay? I know Mom is worried, and it seems weird. Like, do you not plan on visiting her, or do you think you will not have as much opportunity to visit her? Is that your concern?
Yes, because it's, 2,000 miles away, and I'm still trying to finish school. I raised my children and then went back to school myself and trying to finish school, and, it just seems like time is short, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, you moved that far away. I'll never get to see you or my grandson. So,
you will get to see her. You'll get plenty of time to see her, and I'm just going to tell you that from what I can see here, this is actually, when you go to see her, it's going to be like going to a retreat. So don't worry. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is a good thing. Again, Jessica, what word did I just write down?
Triumphant.
Yeah, she's going to be triumphant. This is going to work out really well for her and
wonderful.
For you. All I could say is I see nothing but good things surrounding this, okay?
Wonderful. That's what I had hoped for.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know what? Thank you for calling in, and listen to the show again, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you so much. Blessings.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That's sweet. You know, it's always hard when our children grow up and move away and we sit there.
Yes, my children aren't allowed to move.
I know. we're terrible because we both say the same thing, And
I've been very lucky that they haven't.
I know, but the reality is...
they're not moving.
Okay. We won't go there. I think I'm going to check the chat room here. Let's see what I see here. Kelly and Susie want to be sneeded. I don't know what a sneed is.
Sneeded, maybe it's needed.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, that works for me. Okay.
Unless they want to be a Dr. Seuss character.
Sneed. When the sneed stole Christmas, that must be it. Actually, I think it's somebody misspelled something much earlier, and they're just teasing about it. But when I talk to people from the UK, which I do quite often, they call it snarking.
Snarking?
Snarking. I believe it's
what
called
is snarking?
Or sodding. No, not sodding. Does anybody know what that term is that they use? They say it all the time, and they giggle when they say
it. And what does it mean?
They're snorking. Well, I think we all know what it means. Now it's going to make me crazy. I'm going to have to...
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Of course, I won't be able to think of it.
I think it's called snotting.
No.
Not snotting. I think it's snotting. I do believe. I think it is. You know what?
We need somebody from the UK.
We need somebody.
Call.
Come on, where are my UK people? I know you're out there. Come on, call in and tell me what that's called. Snotting.
It's not snotting.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to make me crazy. In any event, we'll be back in two.
I'm not your stepping stone. You're trying to make your mark in society. You're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not just stepping stone. Stepping stone.
girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's. Who's that say? I'm not your stepping stone.
Well, you know, I'm not your stepping stone. You know,
well, that's
that was
good to know. I was going to step on top of it.
Well, thanks so much. Well, now I feel really silly. First of all, okay, I want everyone to know that I was not. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
now
my.
Everybody's teasing you about your nasal congestion.
I know. And well,
and
okay,
the word is
shagging.
Shagging.
I don't, you know, I'm telling you, I took cough.
If anybody
medicine,
watched
took,
Austin Powers.
Which I never have.
Hmm?
I never have. Because
how do you not watch Austin
his
Powers?
His teeth were so bad.
It is so funny. Come on.
Okay, all right, well.
Because he wants to shag, baby.
You can actually do an accent. Oh, my gosh.
I love Austin Powers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, all I'm going to say is I'm going to take some NyQuil tonight, and I'm going to crash.
Sure. You just took DayQuil. You can't take NyQuil now.
Well, I took DayQuil at, like, 4 o'clock.
Your brain will explode.
My brain exploded a long time ago. Believe me, let me tell you. Okay, we've got a couple more callers on the line. Let's try and get to one of them here at least. Hi. Well, oh, hey, is this Susie Q, Susie Q?
Yes, it is.
Well, hey, Susie.
Hey,
how
Susie.
You doing?
Oh, it's going okay. How are you ladies doing there?
Oh, we are doing great. And
and Susie, she's breathing on me.
And by the way, shagging,
oh,
they're asking in the
be
chat
good.
Room. Shagging means, you know,
well, we know what it
doing
means.
The nasty. No, somebody in the chat room asked, what is shagging?
Oh.
It's that thing
yeah,
that
what is it?
Do. What is shagging? It's something
yeah.
you only do when you're married, and
oh
my,
don't go any further than that. We're trying to keep the show clean, okay?
That's right.
I noticed you were advising the people in the chat room to keep the show clean tonight.
Yes, I was just joking around.
I know you were. So, what can I do for you, Miss Susie?
Well, first of all, would you like to share information on how to get Moldavite? I have directed the chat room to your website, and Jay, I believe, would be interested in some Moldavite.
Okay.
If I got
well,
it correct.
Good. That's a good point, and I will be happy to do that. And I'm for some reason frozen out of the chat room because, you know, Blog Talk Radio is the premier radio format and server. But, yes, if you go to my website, drginny.com, that's drginny.com. By the way, you can also go there if you want to get a private reading with me because everyone asks every show, so I'm going to go there. But if you go to that site and click on crystals, you'll see that it talks about Moldavite, and they say it's the gem that fell to earth. What the greatest role of Moldavite is, as far as history is concerned, is that it's been it was purportedly used to create the Holy Grail, they say that the Grail, the cup, was carved from crystal emerald. Now it's important to note they said it was a stone that fell from the sky, and there was no emeralds that fell from the sky. However, there was something that fell from the sky that was green and gemstone looking, and that was Moldavite. And it's kind of interesting. So the Holy Grail, the chalice, is believed to be the vessel used, of course, by Christ during the Last Supper. And according to Grail legend, even, Peter used the cup to collect Jesus' blood and sweat as he was dying on the cross, giving this vessel almost a magical quality, life-sustaining properties. So after Jesus was laid to rest in the tomb, Peter himself was locked away in, they say, a cave-like structure like a tomb for somewhere around 2 months. And they say surely he would have died. However, he had with him the Holy Grail chalice that every morning was miraculously filled with food and drink. So, you know, in the Catholic tradition, the Holy Chalice was taken by Peter and used in the very first Mass, which explains why ornate chalices are still used in many of our Christian denominations today. Here's the thing, though. The Grail was supposed to have been carved out of what they thought was an emerald, but it was a stone that fell from the sky, and they believed that God himself sent this green stone from heaven while giving it some very very special properties. And it only fell in one place in the world, and this is in it's in the Czech Republic, and this place that it fell to, they believe in less than 10 years from now there'll be none of it left. And so it's really hard to find, and when you find it, you have to make sure it's the real thing. I can tell the difference in two shakes of a lamb's tail because it has a look. And I get all of my Moldavite from a person who actually goes to the Czech Republic and acquires it himself. And I see him every 3 months, and then he shows me what he has, and I'm very careful to pick it out. It's pretty amazing. I'm going to say do not buy it from China because most of the time it is green glass that they've boiled to make it look like Moldavite, but in fact it is not. Even though it looks better than actual Moldavite does, but it's used as a healing crystal. It's a valuable tool. It raises the vibration of any stones that are in the vicinity. The other thing is that it's this is the part that I probably love about it the most. And Kelly was talking about the reaction that some of her friends had to it in the chat room. It's called the Moldavite Flush. It's considered a stone of transformation, and so it will help release old intense feelings, painful feelings, negative thoughts. If a person possesses a large amount of negativity within them, it will help to release that negativity. It's generally the intense heat that you feel. If you feel a lot of heat when you first put it on or wear it or have it, probably means you've got a lot of negativity in you. But that's okay. You may only be able to wear it for a few hours a day and slowly build up. It can bring rapid transformation to a person. I've never, ever acquired a piece of Moldavite for a client and not have it do amazing things, as you well know. Correct, Susie? And I've had many other clients who have, when I pick it, I connect it with the client. And so it's pretty amazing. If you're wearing it and you direct your thoughts to another person in the room and they have bad or evil thoughts towards you, generally I find that the stone will heat up. So if they have bad karma or wishes evil or destruction upon others, when you hold it, look at them, and focus on them, it will heat up. And I've always felt it was a great thing to wear around your necklace. You know when you're in a room and you're kind of fiddling with your... I always wear a cross as well, and you're fiddling with it. I do that a lot. And if you're holding your Moldavite and you're in a room and you're getting not great feelings about somebody because you feel like, you know, they're just not sending me the best energy, if you focus on them a minute and think about them and that stone heats up, you're dead on the money. That's one of the things what I like about it. So if you're looking to create a positive change in your life, I highly recommend the Moldavite pendants. Is that what you were looking for, Susie?
Oh, well, I think we covered it all, so that's good information for everyone.
Okay.
And I recommend everybody get one.
Well, thank you for that. Now, how have you been, Miss Susie?
I am kind of... everything is kind of at a standstill for me. Looking for a house, but there's nothing really out there. And at this point right now, and I'm trying to get my house I'm in ready to go on the market. mm-hmm. and trying to finish up with school, but I can only take one class for the summer. I'm going to actually see if I could test out of that class mm-hmm. so I won't have to take it. Mm-hmm. And just want to try to finish up between now and the end of the year or at the very latest by next spring.
Well, tell me, how's the house hunt going?
It's not going well at all. There's really not much out there listed that anywhere is decent.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that that's something you need to move on quicker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like... I'm not saying you have unreasonable expectations, but I think that you need to look for maybe with a new perspective, a new eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you looking for a house or a townhome, Susie?
A townhouse because I have to have I cannot be walking 5 dogs 10 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you have 5 dogs.
Yeah. Yes, I need something with a yard that I can let them out in.
Right.
I am expanding my area of where I'm looking.
Okay.
So
good.
I'm hoping that something will come up. There's nothing in my two favorite areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look beyond that and see. And actually, there has been a major change happening with foreclosures. And, you know, they're not going to be available as much as they have been.
Okay. So what can you do to make sure that you get one of those?
I'm looking on all of the websites and using all of the resources that my agent has given me.
Okay.
The thing is, you just got to jump on them real quick.
And you're not in the position to make a mistake. So maybe that's not always the best way for you to go. You know what I'm saying?
On foreclosures?
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that I would love for you to have the opportunity to get one, but you cannot afford to jump so quickly that you don't have to follow the proper channels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't. You know, of course I get any house very well inspected.
Of course.
But I certainly don't want a money pit.
No, and that's why I'm saying, you know, what's most important is that you find something in an area that you like. With your skills, what you're going to school for, you can decorate it beautifully. I would just suggest that you concentrate on that, you know.
Yeah, I can do the cosmetics. So.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be my suggestion for you, because that's what's coming through strongest for you tonight, is that something you need to move on. You know?
Okay.
I've
got to get myself moving then.
Yes, I would say you do, because I see things are going to change, and so you need to be able to take care of that. I don't know why, I'm just seeing that if you definitely want to do that, then now's the time, sooner the better.
Okay.
I'll
write on it, boss.
All righty. Thank you, Susie. everything else, I've only got like a couple of more minutes here, but is there anything else I can answer for you?
Of course, you wouldn't have any information on my love life. So.
Now, that's not fair. I told you that I'm not going to tell you which man is your soulmate, because that's affecting your free will, and the angels will never do that. I can tell you which one has a positive outlook, but I cannot tell you which one is the right one. Now,
okay.
Apparently, according to Kelly, the audio just died. Can anybody else in the chat room hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay,
Susie
can hear me. And our producer says that I can be here too. Okay, so Kelly, I don't know what's going on. You're having some technical difficulties tonight. I don't know why that is, and I'm sorry about that. So
Now, thank God everyone else can hear us.
Yeah,
though, right?
Yeah. That's I was going to say, I can hear you. And your throat is starting to go, isn't
My
it?
My throat is killing me.
But
yes.
You know what? You lasted the whole time.
I know. This is a good thing, right? This is a good thing. Susie, go out, find yourself a house. Don't worry about the perfect house.
Man.
Look in an area that you're going to be happy to come home to every day.
Well,
okay.
That you
well,
like,
of course.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's got to be that the location is more important than the home, because you can turn something average into something extraordinary.
That's right. I can
right?
do that.
You can, and you have the ability, and actually you like doing that.
I love doing that.
So my suggestion is go ahead and find an area that you'd be comfortable in and then do that.
I have been.
Okay. And keep me informed, okay?
So now what about the man? You can't direct me to exactly who the man is, but you can give me a clue.
She won't tell me either, Susie. It's so annoying.
You know,
I mean, like, what about somebody that I could actually go out and have lunch with? You give me that?
No, you know, I, and as I've told you, I do see you meeting somebody, and you know I see you seeing meeting somebody. But it's just, I can't tell you to go out of your driveway, turn left, go three blocks, turn right, go to the third house on the left and knock on the door. It doesn't quite work that way.
It would be really nice
Wouldn't
if it did.
Wouldn't it be nice if it did, though? That would be so awesome.
There's a couple of eligible bachelors in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, I think it's time for you to get your Girl Scout cookies out and go knock on doors.
You have them in your neighborhood. You're so lucky.
Yeah, you know. Oh, I can't.
I'm
well,
sorry,
yeah,
Jessica.
Jessica. Well, I can't. Oh, God, this is killing me.
What? No, you can't talk about that.
I'll have to reserve this for another day when Jessica's not ready to kill me. So there's a good story I have to tell you all about Jessica and one of her dates. It's
embarrassing more than anything.
It's funny, and he's adorable. So I'll tell you more about that. But I do think that I know you're going to meet Mr. Perfect. And Mr. Perfect doesn't mean he's going to appear perfect the second you meet him, but ultimately you'll realize he's the most perfect man for you, and that's all you're looking for, correct?
That's exactly right.
And I see that happening. So again, patience, okay? God wants you to have patience. And just
that's
take
so hard.
But I know it's hard, but the thing that you have to remember is that you have to take each and every day and enjoy each day. And you need to do that, okay? You need to stop worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, kind of what I said to Jay. Don't think about the good, the bad, or the... Just take care of today, and tomorrow's going to take care of itself. Don't give up the joy of today. You've got so many changes that you've made in your life in the last couple of years. It's been unbelievable, and they've all been good, positive changes. So, you know, you want to keep riding that wave, but riding that wave doesn't mean that you have to find a guy tomorrow. And you know as well as I do that you're not exactly ready to meet the guy tomorrow, correct?
But I'm ready for lunch.
Okay.
I like lunch, too.
So I'll tell you what. We are gonna ask the angels to send you somebody to have a nice luncheon date with. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Okay. That's the deal. Susie, thank you for calling in, okay?
Hey, thank you, dear. It was wonderful speaking with you and Jessica.
As always, we feel
the
same.
Absolutely.
And are we still going to see you on the 13th, Friday the 13th?
That would be, yes, in July.
Okay, very good. Just checking. I'm marking it off on the calendar, okay?
I was going to say, this month has a Friday the
13th. Put it in stone. I want to experience Adventure Saturday.
Oh, you're going to have Adventure Saturday.
Oh, we'll come up with something good.
Something fun. Actually, I have an idea that's absolutely off the charts, barking insane, but it could be fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm up for it.
Okay, I'm
up for it.
Okay, that's
cool.
The deal. Listen, God bless you, Susie.
Okay.
We'll talk soon. Thank
Love
you so
you.
Much for all your
Bye-bye.
Help in the chat room.
Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, Susie's so sweet. She does such a good job in the chat room each week, and I just, I
have no words anymore.
I'm losing my voice, and I'm trying not to go like a frog, you know. everybody, we'll be back next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, hey, don't forget to check out the workshop. Go to the website, drjenny.com, click on the online store, and you can see in the featured thing is the workshop, How to Prevent.
Yeah, everybody
sign up
quickly.
Yes, because we're limiting it to 25, and I think it'll be a phenomenal workshop, and everybody will get a tremendous amount out of it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a good night.